USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Heavy fighting is reported in southern Gaza as Israel's military continues to pound suspected Hamas targets. The fighting has intensified since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he discussed efforts to meet the humanitarian needs in Gaza in a meeting with Arab leaders on Friday. Blinken's comments come as Israel pushes forward with its deadly assault on the southern Gaza Strip. Deadly weather in Tennessee on Saturday.
I'm heartbroken to report that we know of at least 3 lives lost as a result of this devastating storm.
You're listening to the mayor of Nashville, Tennessee, Freddie O'Connell, with his message to residents after deadly tornadoes hit.
Based on the damage, I'm declaring a state of emergency for Nashville and Davidson County. In addition to known fatalities and injuries, first responders are still working across the county to get to some hard-to-reach areas. We've partially activated our emergency operations center, and I've been in touch with state and federal partners.
At least 3 other people have been killed across the state. Homes and businesses destroyed, the wind so powerful, trucks and cars tossed, power lines down, electricity out, damage in the towns of Madison, Hendersonville, Rutherford, Clarksville, and the city of Nashville.
That's Laura Winters reporting. The Texas Supreme Court has temporarily halted a woman, Kate Cox, from obtaining an emergency abortion despite her request due to a fetal diagnosis of a fatal condition that poses risks to her health. Texas currently enforces a near-total abortion ban. Although Cox initially secured a temporary restraining order on Thursday to proceed with the abortion, the Texas Supreme Court issued a temporary hold on that ruling on Friday, with Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton warning hospitals of legal consequences if they perform the abortion. On Saturday, LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels was named this year's recipient of the Heisman Trophy, given to the player who's been voted best player in college football. Daniels passed for 40 touchdowns and rushed for 10 more as he rang up nearly 5,000 total yards during his senior season. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The president of the University of Pennsylvania, Liz McGill, is resigning following a congressional hearing on anti-Semitism on college campuses. The House investigation, which also includes Harvard and MIT, was prompted by university president's failure to explicitly condemn calls for the genocide of Jews. McGill announced her immediate resignation on Saturday, while Harvard president Claudine Gay has apologized for her response during the hearing, emphasizing that threats against Jewish students have no place in the school. The U.S. economy added 199,000 jobs in November, this as hiring slowed from earlier this year. The unemployment rate fell to 3.7%. Dollar General is changing course regarding self-checkouts.
CEO Todd Vasos mentioned during an earnings call that the company had leaned excessively on self-checkout systems in stores. Reports from Retail Dive indicate that Dollar General heavily invested in this technology in 2022, installing it in over half of its nearly 20,000 stores. Presently, the stores are reallocating workers to man the checkout counters. Vasos highlights that this shift aids sales by fostering human interaction and reducing wait times at the counters. I'm John Schaefer.
Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas is $2.63, which is down 11 cents from last week. Texas is among 21 states under $3 a gallon, although the national average is $3.16. California drivers are paying the highest prices, with unleaded regular averaging $4.72 a gallon. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.